All right, you kids. Live from St. Paul, it's Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Radio Show. This week, from Staten Island, New York, David Johansen.
Please don't touch, she said. I'm in love with you, daddy, but not that much. Oh, yeah. yeah. I'm in, that's all right. Just don't and have a fight. We got nothing on TV tonight, so that's all right. Well, every time that I see her now, I say, my whole heart starts to crush. I can't believe that I let my cold heart fall in on such a fuss. Well, all I knew is the fact to find a way. My torso starts to blush.
That's right. I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show on David Johansen, the solo years. This week's episode is sponsored by Lola Salon in Maplewood. 55109. Call 651-271-9294 for Lola's Hair Salon in Maplewood. Opening our show from May of 1978 was Lonely Tenement. It's worth noting that David Johansen's first solo record was recorded with three members of the last lineup of the New York Dolls. Sylvain Sylvain on guitar and vocals, Tony Machine, the Dolls' third drummer from 1976 to 1977, and Bobby Blaine, their keyboardist from 1976 to 1977. He came from the band Street Punk. And you just heard, live from July of 1978, my favorite song on this show, Not That Much. He was born David Roger Johansen on the 9th of January 1950 in Staten Island, New York. His father was Norwegian and his mother was Irish, and he was raised Catholic. Hey, I myself am all three of those things. At one time, he was married to Cindra Fox, who eventually left him for Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. The Psycho Jello Show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios here in St. Paul, just across the street from Prince Music Lessons on Lexington Avenue North. Coming up now from 1979, co-written with Sylvain Sylvain, this song is She Knew She Was Falling in Love.
She thought she'd lay herself down. She felt like she had no hope. She felt so broke, she felt so broken down. She thought that she'd call him on the phone, but she knew he wouldn't be around. And oh, she knew she was falling in love, and that he'd never fail. She thought that she'd get a little sleep, but the neon light was right in her eyes. She swore it so bittersweet in here, I think I'll just go out of my mind. How could love be so cruel? How could love be so unkind? Scan.
can play the jukebox and just hang around. She hadn't felt so anxious or so restless since the day she left the Kingston town. She thought she'd blow a dime on the phone, but she knew he wouldn't be around. She's swaying down the streets with her stockings all ripped up like a female bum.
That last one was dedicated to an old flame of mine from 1981. The song was My Obsession. And before that, from October of 1980, from the soundtrack Times Square, was Flowers in the City. David started out in the band Vagabond Missionaries. He then left to join the New York Dolls. He was a member from 1971 to 1977, and later again from 2004 to 2011. He then had the David Johansen Group from 1978 to 1984, and then in 1985, he went through a complete image changeover and became Buster Poindexter until 1998. In 1999, he created the blues band The Harry Smiths. In David's career, he released 12 albums with 13 singles, with the number 45 hit Hot, Hot, Hot on the Billboard charts in June of 1987. He has appeared in 15 films and been on 12 TV series. If you'd like to learn more about the New York Dolls, check out my article at rosevillepatch.com under Mr. Zeros. If you want to hear the last 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. Be sure and check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Music History Show. When David was a kid, he used to buy cutout 45s at Dudale's in Staten Island, and this song was one of them, dedicated to my little man Oblion. Live from February of 1982, this is Reach Out and I'll Be There.
You're out the feeling, but confusion. Until you're happy, you're neighbor talk. It's mean old town. It's a ton of empty beer cans. People sleeping on the ground. It's a night of wild terror. It's a nightmare tried and true. It's a gang of angry youth.
July of 1984, from the film Fear City. That song was New York Doll. David Johansen has been in concert twice in Minneapolis. The first time was in November of 1981 at Duffy's, and the second time was July of 1982 at First Avenue. I did not attend either show as I was living in Phoenix, Arizona at the time. However, I did meet David Johansen in Minneapolis at the Fine Line in February of 2008. I got him to sign my copy of the first New York Dolls record. The Psycho Jello Show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they sell classic music, they sell retro toys, they sell vintage video games and movies too. Since 2009, where nerd is the word. Right next to Music Go Round in Roseville. Sounds like our show has come to an end, folks, so taking us out from July of 1987, David Johansen's autobiographical Heart of Gold.
Go. You're like a dead dog.
And this concludes the Psycho Jello Show on David Johansen, the solo years. I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Show. Tune in next time when you can hear me in the stars.
Jello Show.
Mr. Zero.